Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritzy on this Thursday morning. The Eagles play tomorrow night in Brazil. Elliot Sherparks is, you know, in Brazil. Elliot, I know you have not yet gotten to the town where the game will be played, but you're in the country. It's a big country. How are you, buddy?
Doing good. Excited. Can't believe that it actually kicks off tomorrow. So I'm pumped to watch him practice today at the stadium, and then the whole thing gets going.
So Elliot, let's just talk about Brazil itself for a second. Then we'll get to the Eagles. So I know you haven't yet gotten to the Sao Paulo, but you've been in Rio. Do you get any sense from the Brazilian people of excitement for, what are we going to call this here, pro football, American football, in their country? Those you've interacted with, do they just not give a damn?
No, I mean, there's been some excitement for sure. A few of the taxi drivers have known who the Eagles are. You walk down the street and ESPN, they do ESPN 4 here. They've had, guys talking about the game yesterday in the hotel. The TV had a little Jalen Hurts kind of montage, which was cool. So, there's definitely been some excitement. It's not huge Eagles flags from locals around here, but sure. I would say it's more than I expected.
Is there competition, though? Is there friendly competition between the soccer and the American football? Or is it just not to that point yet?
Yeah, I mean, not that I've seen yet. I mean, I will say you can tell, and I spoke to some, there's actually a large contingency of Brazilian Eagles fans here already. So I think there's going to be a lot tomorrow on Friday night. But, they're very passionate fans for sure. I can tell just from the few, taxi drivers I've talked about with the Eagles. And so I think, they're very excited.
All right, good deal. All right, so, Elliot, one of the things I was excited about when the Eagles got him was Devin White.
Yeah.
And now I wonder if he's even going to play this season for the Eagles. What do you know about Devin White? What is going on?
Yeah, so obviously he did not fly to Brazil, not playing to tomorrow night. From watching him in training camp, now I don't think he stood out for bad or worse. He for better or worse, he had one or two plays where I thought he got pressure on the quarterback, but I didn't see play after play where he was getting beat in coverage or anything like that. In fact, I think he took without question the most snaps with the first team defense of all the linebackers, like by far. Right?
And he was calling the huddle for the first team defense. Yeah. So not only was he playing well, but he was being the leader for the team that played the best.
So Elliot, what happened?
Well, he got hurt, right? Which is why he's not playing tomorrow night. I don't know if like this was he was benched and they were like I can't speak to that. That's not anything I have heard, right? I just know by the way they treated him in training camp, they did not treat him like a player that they were going to get rid of. He took almost every snap with that first team defense. Maybe in the last two or three practices they switched things up like a little more, but they did not treat him like a guy that they were planning on getting rid of. So look, if Nakobe goes out tomorrow night and he plays well, yeah, I mean for sure. Like there is a world where Devin White's role changes, but ultimately, you know, if they get rid of Devin White, I think it would be a mistake. You know, Nakobe has not played a ton of NFL football. Jeremiah Charters played no NFL football. Devin White took all the reps in training camp. Like, that can't be overstated. So I'll be curious to see what happens after this game, depending how Nakobe plays.
Is this a dramatic guy turning into a distraction for his team, two separate teams, 2 years in a row?
So, you know, I've only covered Devin White for a few months, so I can't speak to, you know, I wasn't with him for 4 years there in Tampa Bay. Being around him, I mean, he's very close with Jalen Hurts. He's close with A.J. Brown. He seems like a team-oriented guy. I know he was very excited about this opportunity. So if he's benched on a one-year deal, yeah, I mean, I'm sure he is not going to be thrilled about it, no questions asked. But if he is benched here, then he probably needs to, you know, to some degree look in the mirror and say, I was a free agent, and while I had opportunities, I didn't get a ton of money as a free agent, and now I'm here, and it at least might not be working out. So I don't know if he'll be a distraction or not, but that's something the Eagles will have to judge based off being around.
All right, so Elliot, two more Devin White questions I'm really interested in. First, from what you saw, do you believe Nakobe Dean played better in any combination of practices and games?
Yes. I think Nakobe Dean, now that camp is over, was the best linebacker they had in camp. He made the most plays.
Well, good for the Eagles then. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if Devin White is benched, if that is what happens, in my opinion, it will be more about Nakobe being awesome than Devin White being terrible. It's possible, certainly possible, that when Vic Fangio watched the film at night, you know, Devin White was messing assignments up, things that are not easy to see from the sideline from a reporter's standpoint. But Nakobe definitely was very good. So I think that would be more what this is about than about Devin White struggling.
And Elliot, one more on Devin White, because I know there's always, as you approach a season, you can save cap space if you get rid of a guy. Can they save cap space if they get rid of him before tomorrow night's game is played? Or is that bridge already been crossed because they kept him on their initial 53?
Yeah, so once you're kept on the initial 53, your salary is guaranteed for the season if you're a Mets. So it's now, I believe his salary is relatively small. I mean, we're talking maybe
don't they have to play though, Elliot? I thought there was something where you actually had to be out there on the field to get a snap or cement some portion of the game.
I don't believe so. And again, he's injured now, so you know I can't imagine his salary is not guaranteed because he suffered an injury. I believe it. But it's, for what it's worth, it is not a large amount of money. I mean, the cap is like $250 million. We're talking about $2 or $3 million.
Gotcha. It's a 1.7 cap hit. 1.7 million is his cap hit.
Got it. All right, Elliot, let's talk about the team. Super Bowl is a possibility this year. What, in your opinion, is the main reason why this team could win the Super Bowl this season?
It's Jalen Hurts. I don't even think it's a question. I like, obviously, if you want to talk about the skill players, they're great. They're maybe the best in the league. But after watching this team practice for a full month, being around them in the offseason, the number one reason they could win the Super Bowl is Jalen Hurts, because he has to be the number one reason. They're not going to win the Super Bowl or even potentially make the playoffs if he's the same quarterback that he was last year, especially the second half of last year. The quarterback I saw in training camp looks ready to be very, very good this year. I think he was much smarter with the football. He seems in a better place. Now, he needs good line protection, and that is my biggest concern. If you ask me why they wouldn't win the Super Bowl, my biggest concern is the line. Jalen can't control that. But the Jalen that I saw, I think, can be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Be a quarterback that carries them far into the playoffs.
Yeah, I feel the same way, and I feel we should be very confident in what Jalen can do for us. On the defensive side of things, though, if you remove Jalen Carter from the equation, who's our best pass rusher?
I think it's Bryce Huff. There's obviously been a ton of talk about Bryce Huff, whether he can do it for all three downs, how playing the run on potentially first and second down will impact him on third down, and those are all valid concerns. But sometimes I think we go a little far in forgetting that he did have 10.5 sacks last year. Like, he is a double-digit sack guy. There were not many guys in the NFL that had more sacks than Bryce Huff last year when you consider all the edge rushers in the league. So it is definitely Bryce Huff. Now, can he be a good enough pass rusher? That's the question. The Packers do have a pretty good set of offensive tackles. They're not elite, but they're certainly good. It is a challenge. If he can't get pressure against the Packers, offensive tackles, like, that would be somewhat concerning to me because there are better sets of tackles out there than what the Packers have.
Elliot, Jordan Love, how good is he?
So he actually reminds me a ton of Jalen Hurts. He had turnover issues last year. I think he turned the ball over 15 times or something like that in the games he played. Obviously, I think his season was kind of reversed. They started off slow and then really turned it around at the end. I think what impresses me most about Jordan Love is he has a special arm. Like, Jalen Hurts has a good arm. If he makes the right reads, he can make all the throws. Jordan Love is the kind of arm that makes up for mistakes. So, again, he will make mistakes. He will turn the ball over, much like Jalen did last year. But I do think Jordan Love has legit, like, top five quarterback potential.
All right, and Elliot, final thing here. We're getting people on the record for season predictions of wins. The Elliot Shore Parks prediction for number of wins for the Eagles in the regular season is what number?
I'm at 10 wins for this team. I gotta see it before I believe it. The end of the season was bad. I have no idea if they can pick the blitz up, so that has to be proven to me. The offensive line's a concern. The defensive line's a concern. So I can't go 11, 12, 13. I think they're, a 10-win team right now.
Let me ask you a follow-up to that, Elliot. If
that is unbelievable.
That's a lower than most people.
All right. What surprising. Is unbelievable about that?
The amount of talent that this team has compared to every other team in the NFL, and you put them with 10. That,
well,
it's just
look,
a slap.
They,
quite honestly.
The talent they have at receiver, tight end, or running back is awesome. No question about it. That is not how you win football games in the NFL. The Eagles are built on winning at the line of scrimmage. And do any of you guys feel really confident?
No.
Do any of you guys view those lines as 12 wins? No. So that's where you have to start.
Yeah, I view the offensive line as a 12 win.
I mean, the over-under is 10.5. Going 10 is not like the craziest thing that's ever happened.
It's not. Elliot, if they went 10-7 and lost in round one, would Sirianni be fired?
I don't think definitely. If they, again, this is a team that finished 1-7. I think the Eagles have questions about Jalen. Now, he's been awesome, so maybe they've answered some of that in training camp. I think they have more questions about Jalen than they do Nick. So if they go 10-7 and the offense is really good, maybe the defense struggles, I think there's a world where Nick stays for sure.
Gotcha. Elliot, have fun. Have a safe ride. I know you're about to head to Sao Paulo. We'll talk to you, I would think, tomorrow. Thanks, buddy.
Sounds good. Talk to you.
All right, Elliot Short Parks. All right, let's get to Andrew. He's calling from the great town of Jim Thorpe. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, Hammer. What's going on, buddy?
It's all good, buddy.
Hey, I got a question for you, bro.
Yes.
What town in Pennsylvania did Jim Thorpe actually live in?
Carlisle.
Oh man, you're good, dude.
Can I tell you something about what you just said? You just insulted me.
Hammer
is not good.
You pronounce it.
Hammer is great.
You need to pronounce it right.
What,
though.
Carlisle?
It's Carlisle.
Oh, no one says that. Nobody says
that's
that.
That's what everyone in Carlisle says.
The hell with them. What do I care about them? I care
everyone
about the,
who lives
I care
in Carlisle,
about the way we speak.
Just like Dario Saric says Dario Saric.
Let's not lose sight of...
Hammer!
I mean, Andrew, you know, you come at the king, you know, as was famously said. You best not miss.
All right, brother. I respect it. You got it right.
You got to read his book, man. David Moranis wrote a... David Moranis, who may have written the greatest sports biography of all time on Vince Lombardi, also wrote a biography on Jim Thorpe, which is sensational. All right, Andrew, what do you got for us on the Birds and the Phillies?
Hey, my friend. The Phillies, they had a couple of gritty wins against the Blue Jays, and that was really, really, really good to look at. But on the Eagles, my friend, I'm really scared about the defense, man. They got a lot of question marks.
They do. That's right. I think, listen, it's ironic that we're almost more banking on the young guys in the defensive backfield.
The young guys are so talented in that
defensive backfield. But they're very young.
But I really love, and Andrew, we should be excited about the tough mindset that is being conveyed from Vic Fangio and these other assistant coaches to this defense, the way that they're taking on this preseason. I really think it's going to make a difference. You know, the fact that they played some of their guys, most of their guys, the fact that they talk about how Vic Fangio has an old school mindset and they love that about him. And he's kind of curmudgeon-y and he's mad at the world. They like that. I think they're going to play mad. I think that makes you play better. And that's a good thing. I don't have complete trust and understanding of some of the personnel up front. I don't know who's good enough. I know that some combination is probably going to work well when they have the right nasty mindset and that's being generated from up
high. And I'll tell you this, Andrew. I'm also excited for CJ GJ being back, and I don't think
he's part of generating the nasty mindset.
We haven't talked enough about it.
He's
a huge part of it.
You're right. We haven't talked about him at all.
I mean, guys, let's
we got
be
a
real.
Game tomorrow.
This time a year ago, nobody in the world thought CJ GJ would ever be back with the Eagles.
No. Ever.
And he's back.
And we were sort of sad that he was playing for the Lions.
I'm well aware. Andrew, give me a great answer. Scene with a flying vehicle.
Hey, I think it's got to be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Airplane. Right?
Yeah, that's a good one, man. Kareem and the kid and Dragon, what is it, Lanier and Who's the other center he references? I forget, but it's a great scene from Airplane, no question.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.